This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
You know, she lost yesterday, and if you think that that's going to get her down, you might be right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Listen, I can't say that you don't get a little shook sometimes when you get a loss under your belt.
Yeah, sometimes just keeps going.
Let's see how Alesius competes against you. Good morning, Alesius.
Good morning.
Am I saying your name right? Alesius?
Yes, Alesius. Yeah, you're correct.
Oh, Alicia. Okay, no S. Awesome. All right, Katie's left the studio, and I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Listen, jackpot's only $20, but who cares? We're really playing for pride, you know?
I know. That's why I got in. Nobody wanted to play for $20 today.
That's actually not true. The phone lines were ringing off the hook. So,
really?
You're very lucky. All right, here we go.
Nice, I know.
Cool. Question one. Remember Barbenheimer last year? That was when Barbie and Oppenheimer came out on the same weekend, and both were huge Oscar and box office successes. Well, that's happening again this weekend. Wicked and Gladiator 2 are both coming out this weekend, and people are calling it Glicked. That's the funny little name. That we have. If you want to see the review for the movie Wicked that I have up on my Instagram, just text the word movie, M-O-V-I-E, to 916-909-1065. What city does Gladiator 2 take place in?
What city does Gladiator take place in?
Yeah.
Rome.
Question two, Ellen and her wife Portia have left America. She said it was because of the election. She fears the direction America has taken, especially for the LGBT community, but it also might be because of the lack of work that she is experiencing right now. What country did she move to? Was it England, Spain, or Sweden?
Spain.
Question three, remember Jussie Smollett or Smollett? He was the actor who faked a hate crime on himself and then went to prison for it. Well, a judge just had his conviction overturned, not because he's innocent, but because he reached a deal with the DA at the time. But then the mayor of Chicago tried him anyway. And the judge said that was wrong. What was the name of the show that Jussie was on when that happened?
Empire.
Question four, HBO Max is bringing the Harry Potter books to the small screen with a more in-depth series, and J.K. Rowling has been involved in it. And the internet just found out about that, and because of her anti-transgender comments, they are mad and demanding that she be removed from the project. Who is the enslaved house elf that becomes a big part of the story?
the enslaved house elf on Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Dobby.
All righty. And question five, McDonald's announced that starting on this, are you talking to me? You're not talking to me.
Harry Potter. Go ahead. Sorry.
McDonald's announced that starting on December 3rd, the McRib is back in not all but most locations. Not only can you put a McRib in your McBelly again, but you can also buy a half-gallon jug of McRib sauce for $20. So if a McRib sandwich costs $3.50, and you buy five of them and a jug of McRib sauce, what is your total?
How much is the McRib sauce?
The McRib sauce is $20.
$37.50.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. Thank you, Kyle. And here we go. Alicia, what do you do for a living? And who is that in the background?
A medical administration, and I have my husband, Jesse, in the background.
All right.
We work at the same place and carpool together.
Oh, I love that.
Very cute.
What does he do for a living?
Sometimes. He's in medical. He's a medical receptionist.
You both are? I love that. Well, you guys are...
I'm a medical admin. I'm a different department.
Luckily.
Seems like you feel like you're above him.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
But I am.
In our hearts and our minds, you are, for sure.
But I am.
I'm going to put you lovebirds on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Remember Barbenheimer? That was when Barbie and Oppenheimer came out on the same weekend.
Yes.
Well, it's happening again.
Okay.
This weekend, the movie Wicked and Gladiator 2 come out.
Okay.
Both look like they're going to be big box office and award season movies, and everybody's calling it Glicked.
Okay.
That's the cutesy name that we gave it. Did you see my review for Wicked?
No.
No. If anybody else wants to see it, though, it's on my Instagram. What city does Gladiator 2 take place in?
In what city?
Yeah.
Rome?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said that with such disdain for Rome.
Well, you made it sound like Gladiator 2 is taking place in a different place than Gladiator 1.
I just asked where Gladiator 2 is taking place.
Okay.
Maybe they moved the Colosseum. I don't know. Question two, Ellen and her wife, Portia, have left America.
Yes, they have.
Permanently. She said it was because of the election. She fears the direction America is going to be taking, especially for people like her. And it might also be because of the lack of work she's experiencing
right now. I feel like she's got enough money to never work again.
Probably. What country did they move to? Was it England, Spain, or Sweden?
It was England.
Yeah, it was London, England. Question three, remember Jesse Smollett?
Yeah.
He faked a hate crime on himself and then went to prison for it. Well, a judge has overturned his conviction. Not because anybody thinks he's innocent, but it's because at the time, he struck a deal with the DA.
Okay.
And the mayor of Chicago was like, I'm not happy and I don't approve of that. So the mayor hired a special prosecutor to prosecute him anyway.
Okay.
And a judge is like, that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
What was the name of the show that he was on?
Lion?
Empire.
Empire. Was Lion a show?
Probably.
Why? What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of The Masked Singer. He wasn't on that.
Right. That fever dream.
Question four. Max is bringing the Harry Potter books to the small screen, but in a series so they can be more in depth. I'm actually getting more and more excited about this the more I find out about it. But J.K. Rowling is involved in the series. And the internet just found out about that, and they are pissed because of her anti-trans comments. And they are demanding that she be removed from the project. Guys, come on.
It's kind of her project.
That's literally her thing. Who is the enslaved house elf that becomes a big part of the story?
Dobby.
We love you. Question five. McDonald's announced that December 3rd, the McRib is back.
Okay.
You're so excited.
I've never had one.
Really? Mm-mm. We got to put a McRib in your McBelly.
Okay. Never say anything like that again.
Mm.
No, and don't make that sound either.
Get some pork fat in you.
Gavin!
Listen, as if that wasn't cool enough, you can also this year buy a half-gallon jug of the McRib sauce for $20.
Okay.
So if a McRib sandwich costs $3.50 and you buy five of them,
yep,
which is a serving size, and you buy a jug of the sauce.
Oh, wow.
What's your total?
Okay.
Three seconds.
Okay,
$37.50. Uh-oh. Yeah. Very good. By the way, people are texting in. Lion was their last name on Empire.
Oh, okay.
Good job.
Thank you, everyone.
All right. Final score. Alicia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And what's your husband's name?
Jesse,
that's right.
Woo!
Woo! Every morning.
Woo. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And final score, you both got 4.
Ooh.
So Katie wins. Ties go to Katie. We're at $20 of the jackpot. What do you two lovebirds want to tell us?
What do we have to say today? Today, we are not smarter than Katie.
Not today. You guys are
just
so cute.
Katie.
Love you too.
Just as smart as Katie. Hey, you know what? By the way, on December 6th, we're going to be at Sky River Casino doing Are You Smarter Than Kevin event. We really hope that everybody comes, but especially you two, come down. That'd be fun to meet you guys at that event.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yes, we would love to.
All right.
December 6th.
December 6th. Put it in your phone, okay? All right.